Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, August 30th. It'll be the second of the seven Kentucky Downs cards, and they're all very lucrative, but this one especially so. And we're going to take a look at the right pick four that starts in race nine. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. The $3.5 million Nashville Derby is the second leg of this late pick four, Jim. But we will start with the grade two Mint Kentucky Turf Sprint. Six furlongs. Everything's on the turf, obviously. Three-year-olds and up. And who do you like in here?
Well, it's just like every other race at Kentucky Downs. It looks like you could go a lot of different ways. So I wound up taking who I think is the best horse, and then who I think is the best shipper, and then who I think is a decent long shot based on the record at Kentucky Downs. So Howard Wolowitz is who I think is the best horse, and has also won at Kentucky Downs in the Franklin Simpson in 24. So lots of reasons like this horse, but he's been off since February. So most fans of the Big Bang Theory will play Howard Wolowitz on the just on a hunch bet, but he's really tough, and they're giving him a lot of time to come back from overseas. So if he runs back to where he ran the Franklin Simpson last year, he's going to be right there. The horse that I think is a shipper it's worthwhile is Kadem. Charlie Hill ships in. Frankie Dettori rides. Horse has been running at Goodwood in Great Britain, but also has a mount at Kentucky Downs, ran in the turf sprint last year. He ran second, only got by 3.25 by Cogburn, and Cogburn turned out to be a really, really good sprinter. So, and Cottam's got a big shot. And then the horse that I think, at a price, Sassy Joseph, an implementation for Manny Franco. This horse ran a 97 buyer last time out at Gulfstream, is very accomplished on turf as well, and has two races at Kentucky Downs back in 2023 and was 2-for-2. So 10-to-1 is an extremely generous price on implementation if we can get that. Other than that, I'm going to toss the horses coming out of the Ellis race because Bear River won that, and Bear River is 20-to-1 in this morning line, and I just don't think he's got the class to hold up, and he beat No Balls there. No Balls may not be what he used to be, so I'm not going to use him. I'm not going to use Air Force Red. A lot of horses I could go with, you know, and go spread a lot further, but I'm going to stick to those three, and I think Howard Wolowitz and Kadem and implementation, I'm hoping to get a pick four started with one of those three.
Yeah, I took the same three that you did. Howard Wolowitz, I thought was very impressive in the win last year, even though the margin wasn't a big win. And I like Arad Ortiz coming back to ride him since he rode him to the win at Kentucky Downs last year, and a bunch of bullet works, so you never know what a work looks like if you don't actually see it. But there's so many bullets there, you have to think he must be doing pretty well. So I'm going to take him on top with Kadem and implementation. I'm going to add Pipsy on the angle that he ran well here last year, like the connections. Distance is a question for this horse because it's a challenging layout there. But I'm going to add him to the ticket and go four deep on my pick four. That gets us to race 10, the Grade 3 Nashville Derby for three-year-olds, a mile and 5/16. And again, for $3.5 million. And that distance is what led me to Final Gambit. I'm thinking he may really relish the extra distance out of a Tappet mare, went and ran one of his best buyers in the Derby when he ran well and finished fourth at a mile and a quarter. The last time out, he had a little trouble at the start. And then two back, it was an inside bias course and he was wide. So I think he might have a little bit of an excuse in those last two. I think he'll improve with the distance. And it's Brad Cox, and if I can get a little price on that angle, I will take it. Wimbledon Hawkeye is where I started to go, and I'm going to pick him second. I think he'll relish the distance, but only 2 of 11 on the race record. Has kept top-class company in Europe. Dettori rides. So I like those. I like Test Score as a grade one winner. A little overzealous at the gate last time. It's Graham Motion, so when he ships one in, you have to respect it. And then I took a look at Tiztastic. I'm not going to use him on the pick four because of how I want to budget the ticket, but he's 2-for-2 at Kentucky Downs, and the horses that have done well at Kentucky Downs usually come back and do well. I just think this is the water is a little too deep for him here. Jim, how about you?
I agree with you on Tiztastic. It jumps out at you 2-for-2 at Kentucky Downs, but those were a juvenile mile as a two-year-old, and then an allowance race. So I think this is a huge step up for him. Lots of money here. You were talking about Wimbledon Hawkeye. Has won two races, but has finished, you know, in the money 9 out of 11 times. And in all those races over in England, he's won $369,000. If he wins this race, he gets 60% of $2 million. He's not a Kentucky bred, so but he get $1.2 million just for this one race. And the other horses that are Kentucky breds are running for 60% of $3.5 million. That's a $2 million payday. This is the richest North American race outside the Breeders' Cup. So richest turf race. I am not going to take the horses coming out of the Derby trail except for the one that you picked, Final Gambit, and I'm taking him because Brad has put him on the turf the last two times. The horse obviously started out on the turf and then went to synthetic, and they got him on the Derby trail after he won the JR Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway. So Final Gambit can run on anything, so I expect Brad to have him ready for this. It's a big payday. So I'm going to use him. I'm going to use Test Score for Ground Motion just because it's Ground Motion and the horse is very accomplished on turf. I'm going to use, Final Gambit, and I'm going to use a horse that you didn't mention called Simulate for Bill Mott. This horse ran the Secretariat last time. That was actually the favorite in the Grade 2 Secretariat at Colonial Downs and didn't close quick enough. I think he might like the extra distance. That was at a mile, a little bit short for him. Lightly raced three-year-old Bill Mott is one of the best trainers in the world. Had a great work last time at Saratoga, 48-1 on four furlongs. So Simulated at 10-1 is my price play in here. And like I say, playing against Hill Road, playing against Burnham Square, playing against Sandman, the horses coming out of the Derby Trail, trying turf for this big money. So, but Final Gambit, I think, has a big shot.
Moving to leg three of the late pick four, it's a one-mile turf race. Fillies and mares three and up, the Grade 3 ladies turf for $2 million. And who do you like in here?
Well, we talked about this before we started recording. I'm going to take Special One for Brendan Walsh. This mare won at Kentucky Downs last year in an allowance race. And then they took, Brendan Walsh took over the training, they put her straight in Grade 1, starting with the first lady at Keeneland. And she ran okay, got beat 5.5, but was up against three Chad Brown horses who ran 1, 2, 3 that day. And then she came back in the Honey Fox and won that, and then she ran the Just a Game at Saratoga and only got beat a length of 3/4 to another Chad Brown, Dynamic Pricing. So Special One, to me, is the class of the race, has a win over the track. The only other horses I think that could challenge her are foreign horses shipping in. And, you know, Lady Ills, the 6-horse, and Cheshire Dancer, the 3-horse for Dottori. And I might use that one if I didn't single her, if I spread out a little bit more in this race and cut back in the others. But I'm going to take a stand here on Special One. I think she's the best bet of the day. I think she's that Brendan points for this meet. And I think coming out of Just a Game, I don't think there's any Dynamic Pricing or Excellent Truth in this field. So I'm going to take Special One and single her in the pick four.
I'm not going to single her, but I thought about it, and I thought she was wide versus the bias last time at Saratoga, so that race may be even better than it looks. And as you mentioned, Brendan Walsh points for this meet. But I'm going to use Lady Ills, or Ilsey, however you pronounce it, as a second option in here. A couple of reasons. Andreas Wohler, really sharp trainer when he ships over, won his first Breeders' Cup race last year. And those German horses, when they come over, they just tend to run on anything. They're just tough. Not sure. You know, maybe it's, you know, it's a tough schedule they're playing over there in their major races. I don't know. But always respect, especially from this barn. So I'm going to add that one to the ticket as well and go too deep. But I like Special One a lot in there. The 12th race, unfortunately, is a maiden race, and it wraps up the late pick four. So we get no clues on this. So I'm going to go 6 deep, and I'd like to go all, but I'm going to end up with a $72 ticket going 6 deep. So I'm going to do that and lead with Island Town for a bit of a price. Like the speed this one showed in the debut, and that was on dirt, but I think has a grass pedigree, so just a prep for this perhaps, and sold at a 2-year-old sale for $180,000 out of a $5,000 stallion. So I think That one was worth a look. Judicial Review, it's Maker and Gaffleone. Secret Marriage, it's Vicky Oliver, who usually does well at this meet, and Dottori, and that one does have one start under its belt. Dropbox, Rusty Arnold, Jose Ortiz. Cynical Humor, it's Wesley Ward. He won a race on opening day. And then Wexford One, it's another Maker, and he usually does well at Kentucky Downs. So just mainly playing connections on a lot of first-timers there, but I'm going to take Island Town for a price on top. How about you?
Well, I hate it when they put a maiden special weight with a bunch of first-time starters at the end of a pick four or pick five. It's just not fair to the players. And I'm just going to go all here. The only difference in our ticket is I'm singling the two in the 11th race so I can go all here because I really don't have a clue. If I had to pick a horse here, I would probably pick Mayweather. And one of my angles at Kentucky Downs is I like horses that run at Ellis Park that don't win. Because Ellis Park, now this year they're running for $100,000, but in previous years they were running for $40,000 and $50,000. And it doesn't make sense if you've got a horse that you think is going to run on the turf, why not put a couple of races in them at Ellis Park on the dirt and keep your maiden special weight and go play for 170? I think that's maybe what Michael McCarthy has done with this horse, although he almost won first out of the box at 5.5 furlongs. And now that he switches over to turf, he had two pretty good races at Ellis Park. Don't think he was cranked there, so I think he probably pointed for this race. So that would be the one I'd pick because the others have nothing to go on almost. So, but I am going to go all because I don't have a very good feel for this at all.
All right, my pick four ticket, I'm going 1-2-6-10 in the first leg, then 2-11-12, then 2-6, and then 4-5-7-8-9-10. That's a $72 ticket. And, you know, when these races, big fields, big pools, might as well, if you can afford it, play a little bigger ticket and try to hit something in these races. And I like the thing you always talk about in situations like this, Jim, on a big day with these big fields around like Derby time, is whatever you play, maybe drop it down a notch. If you play pick fives, play pick fours. If you play pick fours and pick fives, maybe play pick threes.
Yeah, pick threes are very lucrative at Kentucky Downs. Now, we're watching it as we're recording this on Thursday. I'm watching Kentucky Downs, and it's been very chalky, but that will not continue down there. There's just too many options for you. So your pick threes can pay extremely well, and they're obviously easier to hit. So my pick four was very similar to yours. I went 1-2-6 with 2-6-11-12, singling the two back to all. So we're either both probably going to hit it or neither one of us is going to hit it.
Well, I'm rooting for both, so.
Okay, I'll go that way. Yeah.
Hopefully we will pull that off. Good luck to all of our listeners. Really fun weekend. Saratoga's final weekend. Del Mar's got the Pacific Classic with Journalism and Nisos and Fierceness. So just some fantastic racing, college football cranking up. So don't forget to make sure you have money in your Keeneland Select account. You get caught up in a game and look up and you see a nice price on a horse you want to play and you don't have any money in there and you run out of time before you can get some put in. So get your account stocked up and have some fun playing great racing this weekend all around the country through KeenelandSelect.com.